Hey guys, welcome back to the Small Town Critics Podcast. I'm one third of the Small Town Critics. My name's Mo.
Mohamed Hashi.
And we have our guest host, Stephen Geekface, still in the building. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Stephen.
He's on top form. Wanted to tell everyone. Yeah. Top form right now.
If you guys saw the challenges review, he joined us for that one. And now we're here for, as you can see from the title of the video, Abigail. So Abigail was kind of, it's not star-studded actually, I don't want to say that.
Melissa Barrera, that's what you need to know.
There's a couple of people in the film, but that you'd have to really know your TV and your films.
Right. To be fair,
recognize him.
Yeah, the girl that's Matilda. She was Matilda. I forgot her name. The child actress who's the
Alicia
titular. She was Abigail.
Oh, she was in the musical Matilda, wasn't she? I didn't watch that. Yes, she was. I remember the trailer.
I watched that with my little sisters. To be fair, her performance was really good in this. She was the best part
of the whole movie.
Yes. Yeah. I'll definitely agree. Actually, no. Melissa Barrera's character as
So this is directed by Matt Bettinelli-Olpin and Tyler Gillette. I'm gonna say Gillette. Yeah. I think it's Gillette. Starring Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Alicia Vere, Catherine Newton, Kevin Duran, William Catlett, Angus Cloud, Giancarlo Esposito, and Matthew Good. That's literally the cast, right? We'll get into non-spoilers quickly. Yeah.
Did you say Giancarlo Esposito?
Giancarlo Esposito.
You said it.
Yeah. Giancarlo Esposito.
Love that guy.
Lambert. So, Hashi, non-spoiler.
Yeah.
What do you think of this movie?
This is a very, very bad film. And for me,
I might walk out. You know.
For me, it's not even a serviceable horror. Like, for me, I was hoping for it to be serviceable horror. And also another reason why this film is ruined, and we can get into this properly as we go through the review, is this film had a really, really great premise.
Okay.
Yeah. And the premise of the film was revealed in the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer.
So
this is what I'm angry about.
I was steaming because for me, I was expecting one, the start of the trailer is like, oh, this is going to be one film. Interesting. And then once you get the reveal, you're like, this is so cool. And then you've realized the whole film has been given to you in the trailer. And this is more of an overarching issue of trailers in general in the last 25 to 30 years.
So are you really mad at the movie then?
But I am mad at the movie because the movie is shockingly bad, shockingly predictable. It's so predictable.
Stop, to the point
where it's not even where like the horror trope predictable, where there's certain kind of like hallmarks and milestones that you're expecting to hit in a horror film. No. This is just bad on so many levels because it's very, very rote. The characters are extremely one-dimensional. You have a couple of great actors in, for example, Dan Stevens, a very, very good accomplished actor who is so one note and so terrible. And you can see, I don't want to go into spoiler stuff, but for me, I thought that this film had such great potential. And many, many characters' kind of arcs could have been so much more interesting if a bit more care and attention was taken. You know what I'm saying?
The way you switched off is brilliant.
Anyway.
No, it's just, do you know what it is for me? Yeah, I'm not even here to like cape for this movie. I don't think it was like incredible or anything like that. But I really did have so much fun watching it.
I had fun with this movie. I just wish I had more fun.
Fair enough. Okay, and this is the thing. I don't like horror movies, and this didn't have like, it wasn't too horror-y, I guess.
No,
like, I was never like, whoa, this threw me off or anything like that. I was scared. Like, the jump scares didn't fully get me or anything. And maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know, because I don't like horror movies, so I don't want to feel that, I guess.
Same.
But I guess I'm supposed to, isn't it? Because it is a horror. But I only have one major issue with it, is that one character was left out very early in the movie, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was a fun movie. I didn't expect anything like amazing, incredible from this movie. I didn't watch the trailer, so I don't have the same gripe as you guys.
So you were genuinely surprised after, like around about the 50-minute mark when the actual movie, like the actual kind
actually
of twist
kicks in. Actually,
and the actual movie kicks in.
I don't want to say surprised, but I was just like, it was kind of predictable, like you said, didn't it? So, but like I said, I didn't expect anything crazy.
But wouldn't it been cool, like, if this movie's poster was, you know what I'm saying, like this girl, like I think she says I'm really, really sorry for what's about to happen, or something like that. Mm. Or if the trait, like the poster for that, or just that kind of statement, or something like cool like that, something like abstract, something interesting.
Yeah.
And the trailer is just like a heist and a couple of images of people screaming. And
yeah, I guess the studios did mess up on the trailer. Like I said, I didn't see it. So
this has
to
be one of the worst marketing I've ever seen for a very long time. The film shouldn't have even been called Abigail. It should have been called Abduction.
Abduction.
Or I know, Mouse Hunt. Something hunt on that term. Yeah. Because, if you are going to watch this movie and you were one of the ones who were underneath a rock and didn't see the trailer, you're going to enjoy this movie. For the rest of us,
that was me.
No,
the rest of us, oh no, I switched off, and this is why I barely remembered the movie. I remember it being very, very funny.
Yeah,
there was loads of jokes. I was like, this is actually a funny movie.
So again, this is another.
The banter is actually funny. I was like, this is the type of stuff I would bat about. Okay, this is funny.
Yeah.
The characters were okay. Yes, very one dimensional and predictable, but because they showed so much in the trailer, it took away the surprise.
Mm.
Now, I went to watch it, and I sat behind some... Because, as a film critic, we go to these screenings, and you watch it with other journalists, and we all shake each other's chest, go, oh, good movie, go. Go. But it's nice to just sit in with just the normal audience and get their opinion. And I could tell the ones who had never seen the trailer, there was gasp.
Same. I had that.
Oh, hell no. There was all that. And I was just like, I wish I was having that much fun. Because I already know from the trailer what we've seen.
Yeah.
It's really bad marketing. Really, really, really bad. And it's a shame because these directors did another film that I
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not. I love that.
So, Mo, have you seen Ready or Not?
I don't think so.
So, Ready or Not is a similar vein.
It's very similar.
Similar vein, similar comedy, similar kind of like gore as well. But again, Mo, Ready or Not.
With Adam Brody's Samara Weaving. Okay.
Yeah. And Ready or Not isn't like really as like scary either.
No.
But the story is so much better. Like the narrative is so much more better than that compared to this.
I like the violence in this though. It was gory. Yes. Like there was some bits I was like, oh god, that's crazy. That was kind of
just the amount of blood and stuff like
His head chopped off and faces messed up
and faces covered in blood. And the same thing with Ready or Not I was hoping for something to that vein of Ready or Not, because I actually enjoy Ready or Not, because I only watched it like maybe like last year for the first time, Ready or Not. So I was is it going to be something like that? Cool. Nothing like that, basically, man. Very, very kind of simple thing. And again, my issue with this was, I thought there was too many jokes. For me, there was just too... It was like, I was laughing, but I was thinking, this is meant to be a horror film? Why is it... Like, this is... Like, there's some comedies that have been out in the last 6 months that are less funny than this kind of thing.
See, I didn't mind... The jokes helped me get through the movie because I was like, this is predictable. To me, this felt like when these directors came with the script. So when they came to Hollywood, they had five ideas. They had five ideas and they're very, very similar. And someone said, I don't like that one. I like Ready or Not. So let's make that one. And because they made Ready or Not,
and it was so
and it was so good, and people were like, okay, cool. What's your other ones? Well, we got something similar to Ready or Not. It's this one. It's got vampires. It's got this.
And it's got this crazy twist.
It's got this crazy twist. Okay, cool. I don't know how we're going to sell that. So let's put much in the trailer. Let's put this person here. Just frustrating. It's really frustrating.
For me, as a filmmaker, if my film was taken and marketed that way, I would be so upset. Because you're taking away the heart of the film. You're taking away.
This film should have been like Dusk to Dawn, which has one of the best twists ever. I don't know if you've ever seen Dusk to Dawn. So Dusk to Dawn doesn't even feel like the same film.
Yes,
like,
no.
You get to a certain point, like, I'm enjoying this bit, like, why they kidnap this family? What's going on? Everyone in the car? Why is this Asian kid in the car? I don't know. I don't understand what's going on, but cool.
Yeah. Steven, nice.
And we get to one bit, and we go, oh, that woman is fine. She's doing the dance, the snake, cool. And then all of a sudden,
Steven, like, that is
going on? That's what I wanted this film to be.
Steven, that is such a great compliment, honestly, because for me, when I watched that when I was like, I think like maybe 17, 18, the surprise... I remember I turned to my brother when we watched it. I couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? Because it was so cool. There was no kind of evidence. And then I thought, even at that time, I thought, let me quickly check the trailer. If it was in the trailer. No evidence of it in the trailer either. And this is what this is what Abigail should have done. The problem is,
Should we get spoilers?
We can get spoilers, but I'll just make.
Go on.
I could see why they had issues trying to sell the film, because with that film, the they didn't have to really tell you what the film's about.
You got George Clooney.
Yeah, and you had Quentin Tarantino's name in it. Yeah. So at the time, he was big. Yeah. I'll go and check it out. So they didn't have to really tell you. Well. They're like, he's directed it, let's go and check it out. But this one's like, not many people know the directors of Ready or Not. The actors besides one, everybody else, I don't really know them like that. They're not like A-list celebrity actors or actresses. So it's like, okay, what else can we do? All right, just put the big twist in the trailer. But it's a shame because I think if they were just really, really confident about their film, like we're just gonna bring it out there with no spoilers, I think word of mouth would have carried this movie. Like, yo, and it would have been a thing, like, just go in.
Yeah.
Don't even ask me about, just go and watch it.
Yeah. We're
going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I can't help but agree with you guys. Okay. Let's get into spoilers, though. But before we get into spoilers, guys, please make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hit the bell so you know when the videos are coming out. And please, just subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Our numbers are going up a little bit by little, but we need more. So just help us out. If you're watching this video and you're not subscribed, just subscribe. Just one click of a button.
And also... You know what I mean?
The follow socials down below.
And also, Stephen
Geekface. Yeah, the socials down below. Stephen Geekface. You'll see him there on everything. So follow him up. Check him out. Yeah. Spoilers. I just want to say, yeah, my biggest gripe in this movie, Angus Cloud was taken out too quickly. He was taken out too quickly.
To be fair,
I like him and I like the way he acts. Like, he's like, you know,
didn't like his character.
There's something about the way he talks. I couldn't
stand his character, and I was upset. Like, it's like, if this is the last film that he's done,
I get you.
This is sad. What a way to like go out. Like, this is sad. The character just annoyed me. I was like, what are you doing? What's this Eminem character you're playing? Yeah. And the flare. Oh my god. As the kids would say, the Riz. No, stop.
But one bit got me though. When I'm not gonna lie, because I told you I don't like horrors, but when he was sitting in the bed behind that girl, she was watching TV, and that quick reveal, it got me a little. I was shooketh, as they say.
Shooketh.
But I don't know, man. Like, for me, it was just a fun movie. Like you said, it was very predictable.
Give us the actual twist. Give the audience the twist.
The twist is that it was a plan to get all of these people here, basically, right? Is that a twist you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that Abigail is not the victim. She is the actual...
Right. And Giancarlo Esposito was in on it and all of that, even though in the beginning he kind of made it seem like he orchestrated this kidnapping, this abduction.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Like, it's hard. There's not really much to say about this movie.
No,
it was just,
there,
it was,
there isn't. Yeah. I wish he wasn't a vampire.
How do you mean?
Because... This is another thing. There's no set rules, but you know, just from watching loads of movies and books, like, we've established certain things about vampires. This is very in the territory of like Twilight. We're just gonna do whatever we want for vampire, and that really takes me out of the movie.
Yes.
So I wish they just said she was a creature or she was a demon.
Yes.
Because now all bets are off. She could do whatever you want, I could go with it. But when you're now, you're doing all kinds of things,
it was just the sunlight, innit?
Yeah, I was just like, no.
Bro, when she sniffed the garlic, I was just like, yeah, you're not done.
Yeah.
You're not done.
Again, like, that as well was kind of completely out of the kind of like rules that we know of vampires. Also, the fact that she could fly and what was the other thing?
Yeah, she could fly.
There was another thing where like vampires cannot do and she was doing. Controlling people. Like, she could like do this remote control people.
I mean, they overdid it here, but like Dracula is known, especially with women, has this like very seductive power over them. Like, before you know it, they're like, "Rah, I'm in his bed. Like, what's going on?" Like, he has that kind of. Yeah. But they overdid it in this one. It's like, what are you doing? Literally, you're doing Jedi mind tricks. Like, what's going on? No, I'm fighting it.
What did you not think about the characters in general? Like, I know you said Dan Stevens, One Note, and stuff like that. What about like Kevin Durant, the muscle, Peter? What do you not think of him being like the kind of dopey, like kind of?
I've seen him do that before in other films. That's the only thing. And to be fair, he's a good actor. He's been great in a lot of things. He's a great character actor, that guy kind of actor. He's been great in a lot of stuff he's been in.
I just can't forgive him what he did to one of my favorite X-Men characters, the Blob in X-Men Origins.
Oh snap! That is him, isn't it?
I can't forgive him for that. So I always give him side eye when I see him.
That's like, so funny. My brother mentioned that as well.
It's you again.
It's you again.
Okay, yeah, give us your acting. All right, cool. Fine.
One thing I want to mention though, Melissa Barrera's character, Joey.
Yes.
Oh, you said that. You said that with. You said that with conviction. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She's great.
She's good in this.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's, okay. That's the only great
part.
Yeah.
Great.
she was a junkie.
Yes.
I felt like that added nothing.
No. By the way, she gave me no junkie vibes whatsoever. By the way.
It's just the fact that she was eating candy. Yeah. Like they say candy, we say sweets, but yeah. She was eating that stuff, but like I felt like it added nothing to the movie.
To me, I don't think I was reading the script. You know, there's these like stories.
Studio, yeah, like exactly.
These stories. No, it's not even stories. Like, so be on the set. So you're directing, you're doing your thing, and the actor just comes because actors always like to put their input.
Mm.
And she just said, "Yeah, let's add something to my character just to give them. Let's
give me some backstory,
bit of depth.
Yeah. Let's make them a junkie." And you're like, okay, cool.
Let
me see what you can do with it. You know, Denzel Washington, but all right, cool. And that's what that felt like. That's like, I want to just add something else. You know, just a junkie. And she didn't do nothing with it. Like,
Other than like Dan Stevens' character insulting her for it, like I did nothing to the movie.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect Dan Stevens' character to end up being the kind of, he wasn't really the big bad, but almost the big bad at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of like, was like, okay, I guess so. But yeah, man. I don't know, man. I just keep saying I wasn't bored, guys. I had fun.
I had fun with it. I did have fun with it, but I was like, I wish I had more fun if I didn't know certain things going in.
Yeah.
Like the one time I didn't watch the trailer, I saw the trailer. I was just like, because it was funny. I didn't even go out to see this trailer. YouTube, please, everyone, just go to YouTube Premium. I'm not even the sponsors, but because always, you know, sometimes I do ads and it'll be ad. Of a trailer, actual trailer. You can't skip it because you have to show the whole trailer.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going, okay, oh, what's this film? Okay, cool. Oh, vampire, cool.
Okay, so wait. So when you watched the trailer, you were in?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, this is cool.
Because
cool.
you've got the best part of the film in the trailer.
Yeah.
You've got the twist. The
you've got a little girl who's a vampire taking that guy's out. That sounds great. That sounds like a good time in cinema.
Yeah.
You can have a couple beers. That's great.
Yeah. And it's such a shame that execution didn't meet
expectation. No.
Also, Melissa Barrera's character and I forgot his actor's name, but Rickles.
Yeah.
Their little love thing, will they, won't they?
I didn't
get that.
Again, that was tacked on to, like maybe into production, but
was that nothing for
it
me.
Didn't add, because again, not even similar age. Didn't
yeah,
really
it was
make
weird,
sense.
Isn't it?
It's just very strange. Yeah, didn't make
it
much
was
sense.
Strange. Oh guys.
Yeah. Well, that was a quick one.
That was a quick one. Do you not have anything else to say?
No, I got nothing else to
say. Nothing has she?
No.
I guess for me the best scene. What was your best scene? Like for me, maybe the scene when
in
she's
the
locked up.
Which one?
The trailers.
The trailer.
They're all in the trailers, guys.
For me, when she's kind of like negotiating with them when she's in the. When she's in that kind of elevated kind of shaft thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's pretending that she's trapped when she's not really trapped.
That was a good scene.
And again, that kind of showcasing that kind of like the child actor, how good she is.
She's phenomenal.
She was
showing so many different things,
isn't it?
She's really, really
like
good.
Her playing an adult as well as pretending to be a kid. She did really well with all that. So that was one of my favorites. And then when she completely just smashes the cage on Dan Stevens.
I want to say, them acting scared when she's like almost close to them, some of those castles, like Dan Stevens like on the floor trying to get away. Like those kind of things were kind of funny to me. The best scene for me though, unfortunately, I think it was near the beginning when she's just reading all of them, Joey's character. She's like, you're a detective, you're a this, you're a that. Okay. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool.
I saw was my brain went to exposition dump. Okay.
It's true. Yeah. It is true. That is what it was. But
what about you? Is there any favorite apart from the trailer?
No.
Apart from the trailer?
No.
Again, there's not, because this movie was like, it did not, the expectation didn't meet the execution. Again,
and Giancarlo Esposito, such a great actor, was kind of
wasted.
Wasted. Yeah. And
he read his lines on set. Like he was on set. Like, just give me the paper quickly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Quick check, yeah? Cool. Oh, and let me just quickly. Yeah. Oh, this is a great check for me to just do my extension to my Malibu beach house.
Did you not feel a type of way when father came into the picture right at the end? She was like, father! No, nothing.
Again, Matthew Good. Great character actor, just wasted. You know
they
ended
up letting her go as well. I don't understand why they let her go. What was the reason for that?
I guess because she was a real protagonist of the. I don't know. But again, for me, I was trying to make something up in it, but then I gave up towards the end.
Fair enough. All right, SEC scores. Out of 10, has
quick time.
I'll give this I'll give it a five.
Again, four.
Four.
Yeah.
Right, just a four. I mean, some of you will enjoy it because when I was the people were there were enjoying. They were like
some people,
talking
some
back
people
at the screen. They were having a blast, and I was so jealous. I was like, oh man, I wish it was you guys.
There was some lady in the back. She was like, oh, yeah. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
I will give it a six, above average for me. So
you just want to be on top, innit? That's what it is.
I mean, I showed I liked it a bit more than you guys, so I got to give it a bit of a higher score.
Fair play.
But you didn't see the trailer, innit?
I didn't see.
See, this is what I'm saying. If you didn't see the trailer, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
You know, watch the trailer and I'll get back to us in the group chat.
All right, guys, that was our review for Abigail. Please let us know what you guys think in the comments down below. Make sure you like and comment on the video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. And check out the socials down below. And Stephen Geekface, all of the socials are down below. So please go check him out, follow up. And we'll see you guys for more reviews. Peace.
Peace.